Anxiety is nothing, or at least the anticipation of nothing. I am literally everything else. I want to climb up my anxiety's back and sit on its shoulders, claw its eyes, choke its throat, pile drive that jittering fearfulness into the ground, break its neck, paralyze, paralysis. I make anxiety anxious. I am the reason insomnia cannot sleep. Depression mourns my coming. I am worry's worst nightmare. I will clear my battlehead field of them. I will see them driven. They will run in terror when they see that they are nothing, and I am all that they wish they were. The words of power that rest on their muted lips, unspoken, by Jacob Ballas. An interesting poem that I found online, not by, you know, the world's greatest poet or anything like that, but just an ordinary guy that seemed like he had joined this website, this membership that people join to just update or just kind of bring in their poems day to day, week to week, or anything like that. I thought that was such an interesting take on anxiety, because we are going to be focusing on mental health on the deep end. And I thought, well, I think we don't realize that we are stronger and we can overcome. And I think one way to look at it is to express just in words how strong we are. That you will overcome, that you will conquer these fears, these feelings. Of course, your mind and your heart may not feel like it will feel in the right place of the words that you are speaking. But I think it's also a powerful effect that it can have, you know, when people say that the words that you say are kind of like seeds that will grow.
It's true, but unfortunately, sometimes you can plant bad seeds in your brain.
Sure.
And it's very difficult. If you can become the thing that makes anxiety anxious, then that's a wonderful thing for you. But for many people, I think they still haven't conquered that.
Right.
They're still on the path. There is a solution, there is a door, there is a way out, but it's going to take a little while to get there. And this kind of poem gives us hope.
Right, absolutely. However, in the end, you know, the words of power that rest on their muted lips, unspoken. So hopefully we can all speak aloud of our problems, and we'll talk about how this one girl did absolutely that in just a few.